The sun is setting earlier and earlier in Juneau, and nearly every mountain is now covered in termination dust. The National Weather Service forecasts that Juneau will see its first stretch of snowfall this Friday. Ahead of the snow, the city and borough of Juneau gave notice earlier this week for people camping on Teal Street that they needed to vacate the area by Friday morning. The notices said the city is prohibiting camping in the area due to winter maintenance and safety concerns. Right now, the street is lined with more than a dozen campsites.
And I assumed, you know, that they would let us stay through the winter. I just didn't anticipate them doing this now. It just seemed like the worst timing.
That's Darian Bliss. He's been living in the Teal Street area in a shelter since about May. People without housing in Juneau set up camp here because it's close to social services and other resources.
So I think it's the safest, best place out of everywhere in town because they're right across from the homeless shelter anyway. And so I don't know where a better place could possibly be.
Bliss says he's frustrated with the timing of the city's eviction. He doesn't want to uproot his life again, even as winter comes. He spent the last week or so insulating his campsite and recently installed a wooden door with a lock. Campers like Bliss have few options for where they can stay. One option is the city's cold weather emergency shelter, which opened for the season in mid-October. It's located in a warehouse in Thane, about a mile from downtown and across town from the services on Teal Street. The shelter accepts anyone who comes in search of a place to sleep at night, as long as they aren't disruptive to other patrons. City officials say it's a stopgap and meant to be a last resort for unhoused people when the weather gets cold. Bliss says he doesn't plan on going there because he doesn't like how crowded it is and it's far from resources.
I don't like going out there at all. I'd stay perfectly fine here.
Logan Henkins is with the nearby Glory Hall shelter. He's playing music and handing out hot chocolate and coffee to people who pass by on Wednesday afternoon.
So I'm just out here this morning trying to touch base with as many people as I can, touching base with about the extended services that St. Vincent de Paul is offering on Friday to catch the people that are being displaced.
St. Vincent de Paul operates the city shelter. In light of the clearing, the shelter will open early on Friday and offer a meal. Henkins isn't the only one trying to help out. Claire Richardson stands outside her car next to a campsite on Teal Street, waiting to help a woman she met the day before move her belongings from an encampment and into a family member's apartment.
You start to realize that people living on the margins and the snow is coming, and really, I don't know what they're going to do, and there's a lot of stuff here.
Richardson is with the group Reese Sisters, a local group of women who work for social justice and equality. She says when she heard about the encampments being cleared, she felt drawn to help the people who are about to be displaced.
It's going to start snowing here in a few days, and the thought of me being safe in my home, sipping my hot coffee, and knowing that people are living like this, it's just hard to sleep at night.
Other groups in town are helping out too, like the Hatouche Lachiche Coalition, which is asking the community to offer storage space or funds to help those being displaced. Deputy Police Chief Craig Campbell says the police department plans to have officers arrive at 8 a.m. on Friday morning to ask people to leave the area. Then at 9 a.m., they'll start throwing people's belongings away. He encouraged campers to pack up their belongings before then.
So hopefully we've given them ample time, ample notice, and they can start making those arrangements to go somewhere else.
Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says the city will continue to monitor the area after the clearing in the event that people set up camp again. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.